U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara is reported to be probing contracts awarded as part of Governor Cuomo's Buffalo Billion Project, with questions over the timing of campaign contributions to the governor, as well as criteria used to choose the vendors. That investigation has led to new scrutiny of a deal. It would allow the state's energy agency to transfer a nearly 300-acre parcel of land in Saratoga County in a high-tech park for $1 to the State University of New York's Polytechnic Institute, using a third-party entity known as Fuller Road Management. The market value of the land is estimated at $9 million. As first reported in Politico New York, some of the board members of the New York State Energy Development Authority, or NYSERDA, objected. Board member Kenneth Daly, who's also the head of National Grid, said he'd like an independent legal opinion before signing off on the deal.
I guess just given the sensitivity of having a $9 million valued asset that will be transferred with no economic benefit back to NYSERDA, and then given some ongoing audits in other parts of, let's just call it the business, not related to NYSERDA, is it worth having an independent opinion on this particular issue? I don't have a view, but I think it's a fair question that we should ask.
The audits Daly is referring to are the ongoing federal probe of the Buffalo Billion contracts. Daly says he completely agrees with the strategy to further high-tech economic development, but he says the transfer raises a red flag. There's no indication that the federal investigation is in any way focused on dealings between the State Energy Authority and SUNY Polytechnic, although SUNY Poly has been subpoenaed as part of the Buffalo Billion probe. The board decided to table the motion to sell the land. A spokesman for SUNY Polytechnic criticized Daly, saying he should have known that the deal was legitimate and that it's part of a larger state aid deal for SUNY Poly. Michael Farrer with the Independent Authority's Budget Office says Daly did the right thing.
It is the board member's responsibility to withhold making a decision until they feel they have enough information.
Farrer says he's not passing judgment on whether or not the $1 land deal is appropriate or not. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says in general there's been excessive secrecy surrounding the Cuomo administration's economic development projects.
One of the threshold questions that we would like to see answered is, why is it run the way it is? Why can't the state just dole out these contracts? Why do you have to create quasi-governmental entities through which the money can flow? There may be good reasons for that. But we think that a system it's a tax dollars, and we think the system should be set up so that the public knows exactly what's going on, seeing how the money is being spent in an open and transparent way. And that seems not to be the case with the Buffalo Billion, so much so that it's drawn the scrutiny of the U.S. Attorney's Office.
He says the public is still not clear in the financing of the massive rebuilding of the Thruway's Tappan Zee Bridge in the Hudson Valley and whether tolls will rise. NYPERG and other reform groups are calling for a review of the $1 land sale. Governor Cuomo was asked about the ongoing federal probe. He says he doesn't know much about it.
So any questions on that should go to the U.S. attorney.
But Cuomo has defended the Buffalo Billion and other ongoing economic development projects, calling them a phenomenal success. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.